there's rumors around your conversion about who you are and how you've changed. I hope that people are saying that about you, because that's what Jesus came to do.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck, your host, here in the studio with author and senior pastor from New Life Community Church in Chicago, Pastor Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, here in the second half of your message, Come Follow, from our All In series, we're going to talk about how Jesus calls us to give everything, lay it all on the line, and come and follow Him. Now, as a pastor, I've met many people. Tell me, have you met people this way? They come, you meet them, they say, you know, I'm not really experiencing God. I don't really get it. I don't really see it. I'm not really excited like a lot of the people around me. And you come to learn that they really haven't crossed that line yet.
Absolutely. There's a difference between being a sympathizer with Christianity and being a Christian. And Jesus had a lot of sympathizers in his day, but not all were followers. This message is going to challenge you as a listener to ask this question: am I all in? Am I a sympathizer, or am I a follower? Followers have counted the cost. It's a tough cost. It means denying ourselves, taking up our cross, following Him. It means that Jesus moves at the center of our life. But it also spills over to what we why we live our lives. You cannot be an authentic, real follower of Jesus without getting on mission with Jesus.
So I can't just have a little bit more spirituality. I can't just go to church. I can't just, you know, read the Bible. There's got to be something bigger than that.
If you have had a genuine encounter with God and submitted to Him as Lord, you will radically change your mission, your vision, your values for the sake of the kingdom of God.
And so if that's not happening in my life, maybe I haven't really met this Jesus and been encountered His love.
Exactly. So you need to go back to the basics and say, am I truly a follower of Jesus?
This is a powerful message, friends. Let's get right into it. It's called Come Follow, from Matthew chapter 4, verse 18.
Association with a group doesn't make you necessarily a follower. It doesn't. Just because you hang around the gym doesn't make you fit. I know some of you think that it does. You've bought the books, you've bought the membership, you have the outfit, and man, is it a nice outfit. You spent a lot of time figuring out what shoes were the best for training inside and had the right cushion. You spent hours figuring that out and how your outfit fit together. And you go to the gym and you hang out at the juice bar. You walk for 5 minutes and say, okay, I'm getting a sweat. I better go home. Just because you hang out at the gym doesn't mean that you're in shape. Just because you signed up to the university doesn't mean you're learning anything. You got to go to class to learn, by the way. Just because you attend occasionally or regularly at New Life Community Church does not make you a follower of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Participating with a group doesn't make you a follower. You have to make an individual commitment to say, yes, I will surrender and I will follow. So Jesus calls them from being half-hearted, marginal, to make a full commitment to follow. You have to have a willingness to surrender your way to follow Him. It tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Many of us raised in nominal Christianity have been looking for a Savior, but we don't want a Lord. We want someone that will forgive us for our sins, but not someone that will rule our lives. We want someone that can make us feel good from the guilt that we feel and the transgressions that we followed, and because we realize we failed, but we don't want someone to tell us how to live, who to marry, what to do. We want a Savior, not a Lord. And there's a lot of people that have bought in to a Savior mentality, not a Lord mentality. And here's what I want you to know. Jesus does not come in option A, B, and C. It doesn't say, well, you can get the Savior type, you can get the Savior plus blessing type, or if you're real radical, you can get the Savior and Lord type. Jesus comes in one package, Savior and Lord. You cannot have your sins forgiven unless you embrace Him as Lord. There is no just Savior package. He comes as Savior and Lord. The Bible's really clear about that. That if you believe in your heart and profess with your mouth that Jesus is, does it say Savior? Oh, I believe in a Savior. But it says, profess with your mouth that Jesus is what? Lord. Say it again, that Jesus is what?
Lord.
Do you know what Lord means? Lord means master. It means sovereign, leader, the one that rules you, guides you, calls the shots in your life. Listen, if you're embracing Christianity, Christianity is not coming to God and saying, God, I'm going to live my life. Now, could you bless me in what I do? That's not Christianity, but that is what a lot of people have embraced as Christianity. Christianity is not Jesus, follow me and bless me in what I do, because I really need sprinkled holy dust from heaven to make me more successful in my business, to help me find the right husband, to heal me when I'm sick. So follow me, Jesus, and bless me as I pursue my dreams and my life and my career and all that I want to do, because I really need connections up in heaven. That is not Christianity. Christianity is saying, I am no longer in charge of my life. Now I follow Jesus. I don't follow my way and ask Him to bless me. I follow Christ and ask that I would have the endurance to follow Him. That's what Christianity is. Christianity is following Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said, hey, Peter and Andrew, follow me. If you're going to be all in, you have to follow Jesus, not live your life and ask Him to follow you. That's a hard call. That affects, because if you're a follower of Jesus, you can't marry whoever you want to marry. You have to ask, Lord, is this your will? You can't move wherever you want to move. You have to say, Lord, is this your will? You can't spend your money how you want to spend your money. You have to ask, Lord, is this your will? You can't say what you're going to say. You have to say, Lord, is this your will? You can't hate whoever you're going to hate. You have to say, Lord, is this your will? You can't choose what you're going to do with your life just because of it. You have to say, Lord, is this your will? Because you've decided that Jesus is Lord of your life and you're following Christ. Jesus said, follow me. Many of us have embraced an inverted version of the gospel where we are the leader and Jesus is the follower, sprinkling holy dust of blessing upon our path and upon our way. Listen to what Jesus says. Does this sound like it's easy? Jesus says in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, then he said to them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me. That's all in. Luke 14, 33, in the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciple. That's all in. Matthew 10, 37, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That is all in. Matthew 4, 19 through 20, Jesus called out to them, come, follow me, and I will show you what it means to be fishers of people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. I'm not talking about a radical version of Christianity. I'm talking about what it means to be a normal Christian. Are you all in? Number two, I'm talking about what it means to be all in. Not only is it following him, number two, It means to follow. It means a change, a willingness to let him transform us. Verse 18 says, while they were walking by the seaside, Jesus said to them, follow me. And then Jesus says, and I will make you. See, it's not only who we're following, but it's what we're becoming. All in Christianity, we understand that there's a key element of transformation. You cannot follow Jesus without changing. Jesus will make you into a different individual. He said, follow me and I will make you. That means Jesus changing us from the inside out. If your Christianity has not changed you, then you are not Christian enough. Can I say that again? If your version of Christianity has not brought about radical change in your life, then I'm not sure you've embraced the right version of Christianity. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you won't fail. It doesn't mean that you won't sin, but it does mean that you will change. You say, well, Pastor, are you sure about that? Absolutely. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed, and behold, all things. What things? All things have become new. That's why this church is called New Life. New Life. We're called New Life because that's what we're seeking to bring to people, a new life. And it's not through us changing them. It's when people surrender to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. The moment that you surrender to him as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of the living God comes inside of you and starts to change you from the inside out. He convicts you, instructs you, empowers you, reveals Jesus to you, changes things that you could never change on your own, molds you more into the image of Jesus Christ so that people ultimately say, who are you? I don't even recognize you because you've changed so much.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Come Follow. It's from our series called All In. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18. Our message, come follow.
I hope that people are saying that about you. I hope that there's rumors around your conversion about who you are and how you've changed. Because that's what Jesus came to do. It tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform to this world, but be transformed, metamorphosized by the renewal of your mind. That is by the testing that you discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Religion gives you a list of things you should do and don't do. Religion is about self-effort. It's about you trying to meet the standards of a religious organization and institution to feel good about yourself. But you can change your behavior without changing your heart. Christianity is not about behavior modification. Christianity is about regeneration. Listen, you can go to the military and they can modify your behavior, but they can't change your heart. A disciplined regiment can change your behavior, but when you're out of that regiment, your heart goes back to what it was. Regeneration is about the transformation of your heart that results in a different behavior. Are you following me here? So when I come to Jesus, it's not about me changing religions or joining religion. It's about me following a Savior that I choose to make Lord of my life. I repent of the way that I've been living. I surrender to the Lordship of someone who's higher than me, Jesus, the Son of God. I invite him to rule my life, and the power of the Holy Spirit comes inside of me and regenerates me, washes me, cleanses me, and sets me on a new path and a new course to live on mission with Jesus the Christ. The power of regeneration. Listen, I cannot change you unless you are willing to be regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's an act of the will. The Bible says, repent, believe, and be baptized, every single one of you. And you shall receive the forgiveness of sins and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. There is a power at work within me that even if I don't want to change, convinces me, convicts me. When my flesh fights against change, when I want to do what Mark Job wants to do, I have a power inside of me that convicts me, that speaks to me, that works in me, that challenges me. So I can do what I want to do, but I can't do it with happiness because I feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That's God inside of me molding me. And if you surrendered to God, you have that same Holy Spirit inside of you. He's changing you, molding you, working in you. You can go to the bar, but you can't check the Holy Spirit at the door. He goes into the bar with you. You can try to crank up the music. You can try to club it away. But you know what? The voice of the Holy Spirit is louder than the noise in that pub will be. You cannot get away from the fact that the Holy Spirit is inside of your life. And lastly, not only does he say, and I will make you. Number three, I'm talking about being all in. People that are all in follow. People that are all in change. And people that are all in take action. Jesus says, listen, follow me and I will make you fishers of trout. Some of you are awake. Follow me and I will make you fishers of cod. No, what's it say? Follow me and I will make you fishers of what? Men. Fishers of men. That's a strange thing to say. Some of you single ladies perked up right away. Fishers of men? See, what Jesus is saying is not only am I seeking to change you as you follow me, transform me, transform you as you follow me, but I'm putting you on mission with me. If you, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, are not influencing other people to follow Christ, then you're not on mission with Jesus. He didn't just save you to save you. He saved you and put the greatest power of the news of the gospel of Jesus Christ inside of you. So if something great has happened to you, you cannot but help to proclaim that greatness to other people that are around you. We call that witnessing. We call it the gospel. Fishing men means that we draw people to Christ. And I want to close with this, and I really hope I can explain it here because this is really powerful. Listen, this church started with 18 people about 3 decades ago. Now there's 7,000 people that call New Life their home in Chicago and with other places around the world, 5 other nations around the world. Many of those people have come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But listen, that did not happen by silence. That only happened because a core of people decided to radically follow Jesus. I remember when there was 4 men in the church. And when we went down into the nursery that had no children and we got on our face before God and we cried out to God and say, Lord, if this is your church, then go with us. If this is your church, then show up and change people. Because we're just a handful of people not making a dent in this neighborhood. But if we're really your church, God, then Lord, we need to be about the business of making disciples of yours. Do something in us so other people can see and be attracted to the light of Jesus Christ. We cried out with tears, oh God, do something. And we've literally seen thousands of people come to Christ since then. But listen, I never want to lose the zeal to realize that everyone that comes to Christ is called to not only be a follower of Christ, but we've called to influence others to follow Jesus the Christ as well. The early disciples were put in prison because they told others about Jesus. Some of them were crucified upside down because they were telling people about Jesus. They paid a price, persecuted, jailed. And you say, well, Pastor, my family doesn't really understand it. I just don't want to offend anybody. Really? You know, we all have our ways of believing. I just want to respect everybody. Seriously? Because if you knew, if I knew that my son or daughter was driving off a cliff and thought they were going the right way, I wouldn't say, well, you know, I'm not going to say anything. They'll probably figure it out. Everybody has their own way. We're just going to respect anybody. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and if you believe what he said, there is no way to the Father but by me, then you need to understand that the biggest, greatest news on earth cannot be hidden, cannot be stopped, needs to be shared boldly. It needs to be shared with faith, fervently, with joy to everybody that will listen, because it is the gospel, the good news of Jesus the Christ. You need to ask, am I all in? Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always unto the end of the age. All in. I'm going to close with this challenge to everybody that's at New Life Community Church. If you have been attending this church or you're new at this church, you may have been here 10 years, you may have been here 2 weeks. I'm going to close with this challenge. I'm going to challenge you to be all in. You say, well, Pastor, how do I get all in? Number one, can I talk you through it in these remaining minutes that we have? Number one, if you have not surrendered to Jesus, if you've never given your life to Christ, I'm not talking about being religious. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care who was your daddy, who was your mommy. I don't care how many years you went to Sunday school. I'm asking you, have you surrendered your life, repented, and received Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life and said, I repent and I choose to follow him to the waters of believers' baptism so all the world will know I'm dead to myself and alive to Christ? If you haven't given your life to Jesus seriously, then you need to surrender. If you haven't gotten baptized, which is the first sign of a real believer, then you need to get baptized. Find a mentor that will mentor you. We have a baptism the first Sunday of every week. If you're not connected to other people in a small group or know people by name, believers get all in and they make the family of God, they make the church a family. You need to know people. You need to have brothers and sisters in this church that know you, that can pray over you. You need to take initiative to get involved somewhere, not be a spectator, not simply be a crowd, but be a congregation and a core. So I'm challenging you to plug into a small group. I'm challenging you to serve. Once you realize what God has done for you, you start serving somewhere. You find a place to use your gifts for God. God has done so much for you. Hey, it's time for you to say, God, use me as well. You can start in the parking lot. You can serve as an usher, serve as a greeter, serve in Sunday school, serve setting up chairs, lead a small group, be an assistant, sing, play an instrument, get on the tech team. You can start by mentoring people. There's all kinds of places to get involved, but some of you need to say, I cannot just be a spectator. I need to be a part of what God is doing in this place. Amen? Give your life to Christ, get baptized. Plug into a small group. Start serving. Learn to grow.
You have been listening to the second half of Pastor Mark Jobe's message called Come Follow. It's from our series entitled All In. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you with your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We'd love to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. You can check out all of our locations and the times that we meet at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you, and please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you join us again on the next Straight Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. On behalf of Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself, have a great night, and God bless.